We welcome you inside the Xfinity studio for Eagles 360 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf, that's Chris McPherson, as we count down the hours to the big Sunday afternoon matchup in Lambeau Field, the Eagles and the Packers. And we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, Chris, but we're thinking come the end of the season, this could be for the number one seed in the NFC.
Very well could be. The Eagles atop the NFC East with a 7-2 record. The Packers, now, if the playoffs were to start today, would not be in the postseason. They are 6-3 on the year, but they have won five of their last six contests. So many great matchups, so many great storylines to follow. And with the cold, frigid air scheduled for Lambeau this Sunday, it's going to have that playoff type atmosphere to it. It is going to be a great matchup. I'm jealous, Bo, that you're getting to go to this game.
I'm very excited to go to Lambeau Field, as always. It has been an interesting week here at the NovaCare Complex, a short week that began with a win on Monday night and cheese steaks, and now it's going to be cheese heads for the Eagles on Sunday. We take a look back at the week that was. It's our week in review.
Throws right, intercepted by Fletcher at the 20.
I think everybody fed off the emotion of the crowd. It was kind of electric out there, especially early.
Bowles takes it at the 35, darts up the middle. He's at the 50. He's at the 40.
Exciting time. You know, a big win and something to celebrate, but we sure don't have a heck of a lot of time.
Looking, he fires, complete. He's got Matthews at the 5. He spins into the end zone. His second touchdown.
I thought Mark did a good job.
The field generalship, the 4-for-4 in the red zone, the stepping up in the pocket.
He was accurate with the football, and most importantly, he didn't turn the ball over.
I got a bunch of guys in that locker room that I'm accountable to, everybody in our building that I'm accountable to.
Later in the game, you saw some of those touch passes, the one to Jordan Matthews where he put it right over the fingertips.
Had a much mark as he gets his hips around, makes the read, breaks contain, squares himself up, and then puts the ball in a great position. Jordan does a great job reaching and catching with his hands.
I mean, he's a baller. He's a franchise quarterback. We just saw him go out there and be elite today.
He did the things that we want in our offense. You can tell he threw the ball accurately.
Guy was one at his level, at a very high level, so we're excited about him.
I saw Green Bay win pretty big last night, so we got a ton of work to do in a short week. We're already behind, so we got to go.
The Eagles know they have quite a challenge trying to contain Rodgers this Sunday.
The last couple of weeks, he's just been on fire. And
a hostile environment against arguably the best quarterback in the game right now.
He has some mobility to get out of the pocket.
Good decision maker, to get out of trouble.
It's going to be a big challenge for us. I know our guys are excited about it, but
the quarterback is only as good as the people in front of him.
Well, Connor had a great game last week. You know, he's an active guy who keeps coming at you, but that's the whole front.
And I think our guys are greedy from that standpoint that when we do get a turnover, can we turn it into something even more positive?
Coach Kelly preaches just a one-week season, and you got to get up for each week.
And we win as a team, and we lose as a team. And we got a bunch of guys that really buy into that, and that's why we're successful as a team right now.
The Eagles will certainly look to rattle the Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers the way they got to Carolina's Cam Newton on Monday night to the tune of 9 sacks. The man who led the charge had 3.5 as linebacker Connor Barwin. Bo, you had a chance a little while ago to catch up with the linebacker who is having a Pro Bowl caliber season.
That's exactly right. And remember to vote for Connor Barwin on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the Pro Bowl. But Connor Barwin tied for second in the league with 10.5 sacks. What is the reason behind that increasing number of sacks for him and the improved play of his defense in the second year under Bill Davis? We talk to Connor Barwin about that next right here on Eagles 360.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day, and we actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Well, we're back on Eagles 360, and as you can see, the media maven himself, Connor Barwin, is stooping to the level of Eagles 360. We thank you for joining us, Connor.
I don't like that introduction at all, but I'm happy to be here with you, Bo.
All right. Well, you know, you're making the rounds. You got the Rick Riley piece last week. You got the 3.5 sacks. You know, it's been a big year for you.
It's been a good year for our defense so far, and I've been a beneficiary of some stats in the first half of the season.
You were asked this question after the game, you know, because you have the 10.5 sacks this year. Do you feel like you are getting better as a pass rusher, or is it more just that the defense is sort of coalescing and there are more opportunities for you to get free?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think first and foremost is definitely the defense overall is better, and the defense has improved. That's why you see my sack numbers have increased. And across the board, I think the sack numbers have increased for a number of guys. I think we rush better as a unit up front. We know each other a little bit better. And then I think I have learned more about the system and what I can do as a rusher. And I think Bill McGovern has continued to help my pass rush by working with him for now going on 2 years.
Some guys in the locker room after that Panthers game when you guys had 9 sacks said that going into that game, you expected that there were going to be some sacks there for you. What do you think about going up against this Packers offensive line this week?
Well, Cam had been sacked the most 4 times, but we felt like we could win our one-on-one matchups. It was just not letting him kind of escape us and run north. And then going into the Packers game, he's a guy that is also very elusive, hard to sack. He does a much better job getting the ball out quicker than Cam does, so it'll be a lot bigger challenge this week.
For your money, is Aaron Rodgers the best quarterback in the game?
All I know is he's the quarterback we're going against this week, and he's the only quarterback we're going against this week. But obviously, he's in the top guys in the league, without a doubt.
As a defense, when you're playing so well as you are right now, how much do you look forward to the challenge of sort of seeing a measuring stick against an offense like this and a quarterback like that?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's exciting to be going on to Lambeau. It's going to be a cold game. We went down there last year and won, but we didn't get to play Aaron Rodgers. And obviously, like you said, he's probably the best quarterback in the league, if not one of the top 3. Nobody can question that. So it'll be a good challenge for us to, you know, play well.
You've gotten all the football questions. We've already talked about it all. You know, what's it going to be like playing in Lambeau? What's it like, the hard count, all that stuff? We've already talked about that. I want to know your top 10 restaurants on the media guide. How much has that changed?
Well, I don't know what restaurants are on there, but I'm sure all the ones that are on there I still go to.
They're all like Rittenhouse ones, like
no, graduate hospital ones, and I still kind of stay in that neighborhood. The one that I go to now, Serpico on South Street, is really good. He kind of lives on the edge a little bit more, mm-hmm. you know. So there's some hits and some misses, but I kind of like the experience. I also have been going to Tallulah's Garden a little bit as well.
See, Tallulah's Garden is not one of my favorites. I've only been once. It wasn't a great experience, but, you know.
Well,
we're at different payroll brackets, so you can afford to frequent these places
Maybe you need to go with me one time, and I'll show you what to order. Ordering is always very key.
Okay. Have you been to Vetri yet?
I have not been to Vetri, his main spot, but I've been to Vetri Pizza, and I know Mark, and I need to get to the Vetri.
That's as good a dining experience as you can have. I'm also a big Laurel guy. We talked about
that's what I've heard. I've been to Laurel as well. You put me on to Laurel. That was a good experience. I had to wait about 3 months for that reservation, but it was good.
I snuck right in there.
Yeah, you got there before all the hype.
That's exactly right. All right, Connor Barwin, Eagles leading sacker with 10.5, second in the league. He's looking forward to a big game on Sunday and hopefully a victorious dinner afterwards when he gets back to Philadelphia. Back with more on the other side here on Eagles 360.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf, Chris McPherson, and Chris, let's talk about some of the big matchups to watch on Sunday afternoon in what should be a pretty frigid atmosphere at Lambeau Field, as it should be when you go to Lambeau. That's what you want. But let's talk first about the Eagles' defense, which has been so good lately against the Green Bay Packers' offense, which is among the best in the league.
Yes, it is, Bo. And we'll start with a matchup between Jordy Nelson, one of the most underrated receivers in the league. He has tremendous deep speed. He'll line up all of the formation. He'll line up outside wide. He'll line up in the slot. Now I'm focusing here on Briley Fletcher, who's coming off that tremendous performance Monday night against Carolina. 5 pass breakups, an interception that he returned for a touchdown. It's be very, very important to keep close coverage there on Nelson, because Rodgers can buy time in the pocket and Nelson will be able to find the open seam at any point. So even if it seems like the pressure's getting to Rodgers, you have to make sure you keep close coverage at all times. Nelson just so, so dangerous, and he and Rodgers have an amazing chemistry.
That's right, and Briley Fletcher, Kerry Williams, both against those guys, and obviously the Packers have so many offensive weapons on the outside, Randall Cobb too, and as you said, Aaron Rodgers does such a good job extending the play. You have to keep that stickiness in the coverage in the secondary. How about the run defense? Casey Matthews stepping in for D'Amico Ryans, him and Emmanuel Acho. But we look at Casey here because it's the matchup of the Matthews brothers, Casey and Clay. For the Packers, it's going to be Eddie Lacy, the big rumbling running back out of Alabama. It's going to be interesting because what the Packers have done for the most part this season is rely on the passing game. Even last week when Eddie Lacy scored, it was on a screen. Still, with the cold temperatures, maybe we see a little bit more Eddie Lacy. However, this Eagles run defense has been among the best in the league this season. I would expect we'll see a little bit more passing game from the Packers offense. Let's flip sides, though, to the Eagles offense.
Yes, let's start talk about the Eagles run game now. LeSean McCoy and company not able to get it going on Monday night against the Carolina Panthers. His day after press conference, Chip Kelly said he wasn't happy with the offensive performance overall, and I think a lot of it had to do with the run game. Now, the Eagles are going to need to get the run game going down the stretch, and I'm looking at that matchup here between an underrated defensive lineman in Mike Daniels of the Packers and all-pro guard Evan Mathis, who was playing in just his second game since that season opener where he had the knee injury and was placed on the injured reserve designated for return list. If the Eagles are going to get the run game going, they're going to need to feed the ball to McCoy and Sproles, and they're going to need to get behind Evan Mathis here. A tough matchup for Mathis, but I think coming off the injury, he got his feet wet last Monday night against the Panthers. He'll be able to work his way back in the lineup. But again, when you talk about the Packers defense, a lot of big names, Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, no one really talks about Mike Daniels. He's going to be the key cog to watch for that Packers defensive line.
I can't tell you too much about Mike Daniels, but when Fran Duffy talks, I listen, and he says that Mike Daniels is the best defensive player on that Packers team, so I'll take that for what it's worth. All right, for the Eagles, of course, Jordan Matthews coming off that huge performance on Monday night. We've seen that he and Mark Sanchez have such a great chemistry together. 7 catches, 138 yards, 2 touchdowns last week. In the slot, though, this Packers secondary is very good. We have Micah Hyde there. They're also going to roll in Casey Hayward in the slot. The Packers secondary, very good. Going to be interesting to see if we see a lot more Jordan Matthews again with Mark Sanchez, or if he maybe looks at Jeremy Maclin on the outside, who didn't have a great game on Monday night because Sanchez and Matthews were so simpatico.
That's a look at our key matchups. Now we're going to change gears here on Eagles 360. After this quick commercial break, we're going to bring in safety Chris Maragos. He has an improbable story, his journey from growing up in Wisconsin to playing his college ball in Wisconsin to being a rookie free agent and eventually a Super Bowl champion. He is the subject of this week's Lay's Cal Cook Presents Crunch Time. That's coming up next here on Eagles 360.
Eagles win,
you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win,
you win.
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments on the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
All season long, stop into your local Acme Markets and purchase participating Eagles kickoff kid items. Enter the receipt codes online for your child to win a chance to retrieve the tee at an Eagles home game. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. We are back on Eagles 360. It's time now for our Crunch Time segment. Chris McPherson welcomes in Eagles safety and special team standout, Chris Maragos.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Cal Cook Presents Crunch Time. And my special guest this week is safety Chris Maragos. And Chris, we wanted to bring you on the program this week because the Eagles are traveling to take on the Green Bay Packers. And you're a native of Racine, Wisconsin,
Absolutely.
About 2.5 hours away from Green Bay. So what are some of your favorite memories of living in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, you know, just growing up, playing football in the fall, leaves are falling. You know, whenever the air starts turning, man, you know it's football season. So, you know, grew up watching the Packers and you know, obviously, you know, thought about playing for the Packers, you know, as a kid, you think you're going to play, you know, in the NFL, I guess everybody does, but it's kind of cool to be going back there and actually playing. It's almost surreal.
Did you ever go to Lambeau as a kid?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I've got cousins that live in Appleton right there near Green Bay, and we used to go out for games and do that kind of stuff, Badger games, Packer games. And, yeah, definitely knew it for sure.
Now, you wanted to play at Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
And you found a really interesting way of making your way there. Your brother was a mascot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that true?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I actually, so I walked on and played 2 years at Western Michigan, got no recruiting attention out of high school, played 2 years there, and then was trying to figure out, wasn't quite really working out, and just kind of had to run in with some of the coaches there, and, you know, really wanted to go and play for the Badgers. Obviously, that's, you know, kind of one of the things that, you know, you grow up and dream about as a kid. And so my brother was Bucky the Badger, and he knew the star football player on the team who happened to be a walk-on. And short story, you know, he talked to him and said, hey, my brother was kind of like, well, how you were, and would you mind taking a look at his film? If you like it, take it to the coaches. If not, whatever. And he agreed. I Facebooked him, got his address, sent it to him. He liked it, took it to the coaches. They liked it, and all of a sudden I got a call, and I'm a University of Wisconsin football player. So it's kind of crazy.
How did that help the transition? Because you went to Wisconsin, yep. Transitioned to safety.
Yep.
How does it help as a safety, yep. Formerly being a wide receiver, yep. And understanding how they approach the offense?
Man, that was huge. I think that was the best thing, is just understanding route concept, what they're trying to do with the spacing of the field, what wide receivers are thinking, how they're trying to attack defensive backs. So when I switched to safety, I was trying to understand more of the safety techniques, but I could understand how to play wide receivers a little bit better. So it definitely gave me a jump start. And then once I started understanding how to play defenses and what they were looking for and different things like that, then it kind of all came together. And definitely toward the end of my career at Wisconsin.
There are a lot of guys who don't embrace special teams.
Right.
Why were you someone who was so ready to eager to play on that, what's considered a third phase, but has been so integral to the success of the team this year?
You know, honestly, you know, my whole career, my whole life, I just really feel like I just want to help the team win. And so you just try to find your niche and kind of where you are in the depth chart and how you can help in your skill set and what you can do. And, you know, being undrafted, you know, I wasn't a starter or, you know, heavily recruited guy and wasn't getting any reps, and I knew that I'd have to play special teams. And so I just try to get as good as I could at it. I watched some of the best ones, and I'd pick guys' brains, or I'd just try to understand how to play it, you know, as best I could. And so I just kept developing, and before you know it, you know, I just kept building and having some more success.
So you played for Pete Carroll in Seattle.
Yep.
Great college coach, successful in the NFL.
Yep.
Now you're playing for Chip Kelly.
Yep.
Great college coach, having some early success here in a short time with the NFL. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of compare and contrast the two?
That's a really good question. Really cool. Both very innovative. Love the new cutting edge kind of stuff. You know, really open minded. You know, I mean, that's the one of the things that I love about Chip is he's so open minded on how to get better or what to do or how to do it or what's the, you know, how can we, you know, keep refining. And I think, you know, a person in his position, you know, he's like, I've got to set ways or something, but he's so open to wanting to get better and he's so teachable. And that's why the guys on the team are so teachable because they see that from him. And so we're always finding ways as players to get better as well, too. And so you see that from their aspects. I would say like the only difference is, you know, Pete's got the whole West Coast, you know, kind of chill, you know, beachy feel. And Coach Kelly's got that East Coast, you know, a little bit rougher, you know. It's been great. It's been amazing being here and extremely, extremely blessed to be part of this team.
Now, Chris, you won a ring with the Seahawks.
Yep.
Eagles off to an outstanding start, their best start since 2004 when they last went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Do you see anything special within the locker room why this team, you know, would be able to have a chance maybe to have those aspirations?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at what we've had, you know, we have a group of guys who are all rowing in the same direction. You have, you know, just a commitment from each other to be accountable. And I think that's extremely unique and rare in the NFL. And so everybody's willing to put on the line for each other and to go forward and do everything they can to help the team win and to be sacrificial. And so that's the key one. We have a lot of talent on our team as well, too, to couple with that. And so when you have guys who care about each other and work harder and are about the team and then obviously have a tremendous amount of talent, you know, couple those things together, then, you know, good things happen. And that's why we've been so successful this first part of the year.
Chris Maragos, Eagles safety, our special guest this week on Lay's Calicook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Enjoy more than 10 delicious flavors and varieties made with the simple goodness of real ingredients to give you that extra crunch.
Good stuff there, as always, in Crunch Time. We take a quick commercial break now. On the other side on Eagles 360, we're talking 4th and 26.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance?
Yes!
Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks, there's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting goods. Welcome back to Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf. Now we're going to send it to our old school All-22 where we bring in Dan Klecko to look at one of the greatest plays in Eagles playoff history. Since we're playing the Packers this Sunday, we might as well go back and look at 4th and 26, Donovan McNabb to Freddie Mitchell back in the 2003 postseason.
This week, the Eagles travel up to Green Bay to face Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. So we're going to take a look back at the 2003 divisional round. I don't know if you'd call it the catch, but it's one of the greatest catches in Eagles history with Freddie Mitchell, 4th and 26.
It was the divisional round of the 2003 playoffs, and the game did not start well for the Eagles as they trailed 14-7 going into halftime after a Deuce Staley touchdown late in the second quarter. A TD pass to Todd Pinkston would tie the game up early on in the fourth. But an ensuing Green Bay field goal gave the Packers a 17-14 lead. And with just over a minute left in regulation, the Eagles had no choice but to go for it on 4th and 26.
All right, so let's take a look at famous 4th and 26. Look at Green Bay's defense, right? We know what's going to go on. They're all going to drop back. They're going to drop into cover 4. It's just what's going to happen. They know it's coming, 4th and 26. Donovan sees it. Great protection by the O-line because you know they're going to be deep routes. Freddie does a great job of bending it into the middle. So he knows exactly what he has to do, where he has to get. I mean, you look at this line right here, right there. And that's where he has to get. It's a great sticks route by Freddie. That's what we're going to call it. The sticks route is when you get there, that's the first down. That's what you need. Great catch. One of the great moments in his career. 4th and 26. Thanks God for his hands. And that's the end of that story.
McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Short of the first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
Well, while I'll be at Lambeau Field, maybe participating in the tailgate on Sunday, you'll be back here, but you can do your tailgate of your own, as can all of you. What does Dennis from Slack's Hoagie Shack have to do with the Eagles? Linebacker Michael Kendricks tells us.
Hi, I'm Mike Kendricks with your Philadelphia Eagles. Today we have Dennis. Dennis, let these people know where you're from and what's on this sandwich you have here.
I'm from Slack's Hoagie Shack, and this is our godfather. It has prosciutto, General Salami, sharp provolone cheese, gabagol, and our homemade roasted red peppers.
Man, that sounds like an awesome sandwich, the godfather. The key to a good tailgate and an even better sandwich is an Amorosa's roll.
Do you have a favorite tailgate sandwich? Enter your photo at the Amorosa Sandwich Selfie Sweepstakes for a chance to win an invitation to lunch with me at the Eagles facility. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/sandwichselfie.
Well, that'll do it for Eagles 360. Don't forget, though, to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the entire weekend. On Sunday, we've got the kickoff show starting at 4 o'clock.
4 p.m., correct.
Yourself and Ike Reese, Greg Cosell as well. You've got the halftime report, the postgame show presented by Rico, and everything you need to know leading up to, during, and after the big matchup in Lambeau Field. For Chris McPherson, I'm Bo Wolf. We thank you for watching. Have a good weekend, everybody.